Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Shotgun Spratling, and this is Shotgun Versus, presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. Shotgun Versus is the podcast for sports minds, and then come on here, take me on in a one-on-one face-off about the week's hottest topics and think they can win? We'll see about that. Make sure you're checking us out every day online and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Today we're going to be discussing college football with Conquest Chronicles editor Joey Kaufman. Our topics today are going to include Rick Neuheisel, you know, Slick Rick over Pistol Rick over at UCLA, a team that he beat earlier this year, Texas. We're going to talk about them a little bit. And then we've got three questions discussing the big game this weekend at the Coliseum, USC and Oregon. But first, let's get to today's news of the day and the top game of the day. Matt Leland, what do we got?
Shotgun, how's it going? NBA season got underway today, and the game of the day was the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Not an impressive debut from Miami thrice. They go down 88-80. Your thoughts?
Well, LeBron showed up. I don't know where the rest of the team was. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Does LeBron take over this team like he did in Cleveland, or is this really going to be Dwayne Wade's team? We'll find out as the season goes on.
And the only college football game on the docket tonight, Boise State playing Louisiana Tech. Had some trouble, but came away with the 49-20 win. Shotgun, a little trouble for Boise.
A little trouble. They fumbled away, had a couple turnovers, but they still won by, 29 points. They're going to dominate the rest of their schedule. The only questions they have on the schedule, Nevada, and then, you know, Hawaii is a little dangerous. They can put up some points on the board. If Boise has some turnovers, there's a chance. But Kellen Moore pretty much holds on to the ball. Did throw an interception today, only a second of the year. So, but we'll see coming down the line. Was there a little bit more basketball, though?
Oh, yeah. Lakers and Rockets in the Staples Center. Lakers come away with a 112-110 victory. They looked a little bit shaky, but got the win.
Well, Shannon Brown, you know, just draining threes back there. I don't know. Ron Artest didn't look like he'd been shooting many threes in the offseason, but Shannon Brown sure did. I'm sure all the fans around here, all the Fairweather purple and gold fans are happy about that game. Anyways, what else we got?
Yeah, sorry, Shotgun, about missing the Lakers. I was a little eager to get to the World Series. On the eve of the World Series, the new head of the Baseball Players Union says the union is open to discussing a new playoff format in which more wild card teams would be added. Your thoughts?
I like the idea. I know you dislike the idea, but if you add one more wild card team to each league, and then have them play in a one-game playoff, the two wild card teams, I think it'll add more excitement, and then it takes the division, the pennant, back to being important. Who wins the pennant rather than the Yankees being like, we got the wild card sewed up, so who really cares? Anyways, let's move on to my favorite segment of the day, arrested, dead, suspended, fine. We got any arrests today?
Just one. Oklahoma State wide receiver Justin Blackmon was arrested for a misdemeanor DUI, and we've got a few suspensions also. Markeith Ambles for USC suspended by the team for arriving late to functions. Mississippi State linebacker Chris Hughes suspended one game. Juventus winger, we're hitting soccer here, Shotgun.
Hey, we're keeping a wide range of sports on this show.
Milos Krasic banned two matches for diving.
Oh, those fairy soccer players, always diving.
And freshman Memphis basketball player Jalen Kendrick is suspended while he deals with a, quote, personal matter.
Yeah, evidently he told one of his teammates, he threatened one of his teammates. That's always personal, you know. Saw Jalen play last year out here at Santa Ana, and a very good player. Memphis is going to need him this year. We have any suspensions? I mean, we had suspensions. We have any dead?
Nope, none dead. Everybody alive today.
Whew, that's good to hear. What about fines? Anybody's wallet?
Yeah, just one fine. Brad Childress, head coach of the Vikings, was fined for criticizing officials after his loss to Green Bay.
Well, they've got enough problems there. I don't know what they're going to do about that.
And now for my favorite segment, Shotgun, hired and fired. Who got the welcome? Who got the boot?
Well, the Diamondbacks have hired Alan Trammell and Don Baylor to be coaches on the team. The Mets appear to be close to hiring Sandy Alderson to be their GM over former Diamondbacks GM Josh Burns. And then who's getting the boot? Well, the Cleveland Browns have said James Davis, you know, appreciate it, but peace. Get out of here. They've also got rid of wide receiver Yaman Figures. He's gone as well, and they claimed running back Thomas Clayton off waivers from New England, whoever that guy is.
That's a lot of cutting losses, especially after a win over the New Orleans Saints. But that's a quick look at today's news. Now on to what everyone has been waiting for, Shotgun Versus. Trying to take down Shotgun today will be Conquest Chronicles editor Joey Kaufman. We'll have five college football topics up for debate, with a point being awarded to whoever presents the better argument. First 1-3 wins. Joey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Tonight we have the debut of Friday Night Lights Season 5. Can Coach Taylor turn around East Dillon? That's what I'm hoping for.
All right, boys, let's get it on. In Westwood, Rick Neuheisel might be in hot water after UCLA loses another blowout game to the Oregon Ducks. Guys, is Rick Neuheisel's job in jeopardy? Shotgun, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say no. I mean, or I'm going to say it should be. It's not, but it should be. The reason why it should be is that Carl Durrell there went 35-27. Rick Neuheisel is under 500 since he's been there, and they played basically the same amount of games. UCLA should be thinking about it, but they're not going to, because the state of California can't afford to, I don't think.
Neuheisel absolutely is on the hot seat. Last two games, UCLA has lost by a combined score of 95-20, I believe. You cannot be that bad and still have job security. UC does have budget problems. UCLA doesn't have a lot of money to pay off Neuheisel. They fire him. But at the end of the day, if you keep losing by that large a margin, the boosters are going to oust you. I don't care what the budget problems are.
I like Shotgun's argument, how he said that he's not on the hot seat, but he definitely should be. Point goes to the host, Shotgun Spratling. One of the teams that UCLA actually beat this year, the Texas Longhorns, having a down year. Is this just a bump in the road for the Longhorns, guys? Or is this the decline of a dynasty in Austin? Shotgun?
I think this is just a bump in the road. I mean, they've had nine consecutive 10-win seasons. I mean, that's just a phenomenal number. Mack Brown gets it done. The problem is they don't have the elite running back they're used to having. They don't have the Ricky Williams. They're not giving him money, and you know, so he can drive up in his Benz and hand it off at the bank. They don't have Jamal Charles. You know, they don't have that guy right now. So once they get another elite running back in there, which there's like 7 million of them in Texas, I mean, that's why Oregon State ends up with half of them. I think he'll be right back on. Texas will be back in the driver's seat.
I don't think Texas is going to be back in the driver's seat, and here's why. You point out nine consecutive 10-win seasons. Seven of those 9 years have had a fantastic quarterback in Vince Young and Colt McCoy. Without those two guys, Mack Brown has really done very little at Texas, and Garrett Gilbert right now has 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I know he's a freshman, but there's some. Mack Brown had 2 guys. He rode those horses. Those horses are gone. I'm not sure they're going to get the magic going back.
I also see the Longhorns headed for a bit of a decline, so I'll give the point to Joey on that one. All right, guys, it's going to be some crazy color schemes at the Coliseum this weekend for the big USC-Oregon game. What's going to be more impressive, one of Oregon's many uniforms that they're sure to break out this weekend, or the redout that's supposed to happen in the Coliseum stands? Joey?
Look, Oregon may have fancy uniforms. You may find them aesthetically pleasing. To each his own. But here's the deal. USC's Cardinal has won 11 national championships. Oregon's Green and Gold has won 0 national championships. USC's Cardinal has won 6 Heisman trophies. Oregon's Green and Gold color scheme, 0 Heisman trophies. USC has lost more Heisman trophies and lost more national championships in their Cardinal color scheme than Oregon has won. Therefore, I'm giving the point to SC.
You present a good argument. I will give you that. You know, you bring up some great numbers. However, think about this. Oregon's got one of their players already twit-picked a picture of some silver cleats. They're going to have some silver uniforms with the carbon fiber helmets. It's going to look slick. Those are going to be impressive. We've seen plenty of schools do the red out, the yellow out, the white out. I'm more impressed by these uniforms. Now, don't get me wrong. USC's history is a lot more impressive, but the color schemes are going to be on the field on Saturday. Got to go with Oregon.
I don't know, Shotgun. You can't really tell Joey that his argument is good and still expect to get the point. Point goes to Joey. He only needs one to take down the host for the first time this year. All right, guys. We all know that Oregon's got a tremendous offense and that USC is going to have its hands full on that front, but what do the Trojans specifically have to do in order to pull off the upset this weekend? Joey?
Well, they have to turn Oregon into a throwing team, because the problem I think stopping Oregon teams have had so much trouble with earlier this season is on first and second down, Oregon is breaking off long plays. Another thing that Oregon does very well is Oregon averages more possessions than any team in the country. SC's got to stop Oregon on first down, force Oregon into third and longs. which is easier said than done, and B, slow the game down. You got to limit Oregon's possessions.
I don't know that anybody's going to be able to slow Oregon down as far as the pace and their tempo is. What USC needs to do to upset Oregon is cause some turnovers. They've been able to do that a couple times the last couple games, but that's what they have to do. If they can cause some turnovers, they can put Oregon in the hole, and they get up 21-0 or 28-7. Then you put Oregon behind. That turns them into that passing team that you want them to be. However, you're not going to slow them down. You have to cause those turnovers. That's how you create the upset.
Shotgun, I liked your point. I was going to give the point to you anyway because we need to extend this game, but I liked your argument anyway. And we'll go to the final question, and you knew this one was coming, guys. College Game Day from ESPN coming to USC's campus this weekend. Lee Corso, Kirk Herbstreit, and the gang will be here. Will the curse continue? Will the number one Ducks go down? Will the Trojans pull off the upset? Shotgun for the victory.
I'm going to say it's going to happen. I mean, three consecutive weeks, game day has gone to a site. The road team has been number one in the nation. Three consecutive weeks, the number one team has went down. It's going to happen for the fourth time, and I'm going to be there to give Aaron Andrews a nice big hug at the end of it. Come on. You got to love that.
I'm putting on my metaphorical Oregon Ducks hat right now and taking Oregon to beat SC. I don't think SC does it, and here's why. Oregon, as I said before, Oregon has averages and has more possessions than any team in the country. They have the ball more than anybody in the country. They have more plays than anybody in the country. And SC depth has been an issue all season. And if Oregon's getting all these plays, I see them wearing SC's defense down. I see them wearing down in the third quarter. Even if SC gets out to an early lead, even if they're leading 14-0 after one quarter, even if it's 14-7, I think Oregon wins the game in the second half because they just – have a better offense, more depth. I say Oregon wins.
You've got no faith, Joey. No faith.
Any argument that has a pro-USC vibe and name checks Aaron Andrews is going to get the points in my book. Shotgun comes away with the victory once again. A last-second victory for Mr. Spratling. Shotgun, take it away.
The thought of the day today is going to be not only about Aaron Andrews, because we all love Aaron Andrews and we hope to see her on Saturday, but we want to see your best game day signs. Come on. Every week there's a couple of websites out there that put up the best of game day signs from each week. We want you guys to be out there and have the best ones they've ever seen. I want something hilarious. I want it to be funny. I want it to be, doesn't have to be crude or rude, just hilarious. I mean, when Lee Corso, you know, is a Merkin, I mean, that's hilarious for signs. Come on, be creative. Come up with some great signs. That's what we want to see Saturday. Thank you all for listening to the Shotgun Versus podcast tonight, presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. Thanks to my co-host, Matt Leland, who's going to be prepping for the World Series tomorrow night. He's already stoked about it. He's got to write some papers, and he's already jittery from it. He's getting so excited about the Giants game. Thanks to Joey Kaufman for coming on close, but always second. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about that World Series and how it has started out, so make sure to subscribe on iTunes or hit us up on Neon Tommy. Peace!
Giants in 6.